This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
At the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. It is, of course, Midsummer Festival time. We kicked it off with Carnival on Sunday. We'll talk a bit more about that later in our little exploits down there on the day. But right now, on the line, we actually have someone pretty special. We've got Christine Corbett, who is the EGM for Postal Services, which I assume means Executive General Manager. Is that right, Christine?
It does indeed.
There we go, I got it right. And also joining you, we've got your diversity officer from Australia Post, Sharon Carroll. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you very much.
Now, we've got you on the line because you are seriously and heavily involved in this year's Midsummer Festival with one particular item in the program that's happening from tomorrow, but which has actually been happening for some time. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the Australia Post Arts Prize and, of course, the exhibition that starts tomorrow?
Absolutely. Look, we're very proud to be associated with what really for us is sort of our first Australia Post Art Prize in the Midsummer Festival. We've actually gone out and we've asked for submissions from right across the country, and it's been wonderful when we've actually sort of looked at the response. And the idea is really to look at showcasing the theme of identities. And it's really sort of looking at the broadest form when we say sort of an art show, whether it be through photography, whether it be through film or painting or sculpture, and really sort of getting submissions from, you know, everyone right across the community and really indeed right across the country to sort of submit their work for judging, which is happening tomorrow night, and then the actual show will be on, you know, right throughout the Midsummer Festival.
Now, can I ask, why did Australia Post think to get involved or to create this particular style of exhibition and prize?
Yeah, well, we're actually a national organisation, and obviously, you know, given the reach of Australia Post, you know, we represent a wide, diverse community, you know, in terms of employees, but also actually the communities that we represent. One of the really big things for us is we really want to make sure that all our employees really actively support and champion workplace diversity. And we really thought, you know, one fantastic way to do that is through art, but it's also to give something, you know, really visible and tangible for people to not only experience but to enjoy and participate in. And we think the Midsummer Festival is a fantastic way to express that.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you said that the theme is around identity, and you've obviously you put it out for people to put up submissions for this. How many submissions did you get? Was it way more than you expected? Was it like what sort of response did you get?
So we, in terms of when we sort of got out, there was really quite a short window of time because we only really called for submissions come sort of around October. So let me talk to Sharon, because Sharon actually worked with a lot of the people on the Midsummer Organising Committee to sort of shortlist those, and we sort of got down to a handful that was actually shortlisted, and we'll unveil the winner tomorrow evening. So Sharon?
So again, as Christine said, by the time we actually decided to do this, it was October, so we really relied quite heavily on the Midsummer Festival team to put the call out to artists, use their network. We advertised on the Midsummer website, and Shirley and Ara and Adrian from the festival team waded through the submissions. I believe we had around 30 that we received. They have now successfully pulled together 12 finalists who feature in the exhibition.
All right, fantastic. And one of the, of course, the big thing about this is that there's a big grand winner to be announced tomorrow night on the opening night, and they received $2,000 in cash, which is no small amount.
Fantastic. Well, I know, you know, talking to, you know, a lot of the organisers, some of the artists are actually, you know, experienced artists. summer really just emerging, and I think, you know, the Midsummer Festival gives a fantastic opportunity for people, one, to actually, for these artists to get known, for their work to actually get understood. And, you know, we're really, you know, very fortunate to have the gallery is actually in Fitzroy. It's at 69 Smith Street. So we encourage all of your listeners, you know, across the next month or so, if they're in Fitzroy, to really sort of come and look and enjoy it. But, you know, the prize is one thing, and we're really pleased to be able to, you know, help and support that. But I think, you know, for any artist, it's actually getting their name and getting their pieces of work really understood and recognised in the wider community, and that's really, you know, a big part of it.
Now, and as well as the major prize, which is announced tomorrow night, there's also the People's Choice Awards. So how do people get involved in that part of the exhibition?
Absolutely. So as Christine said, we really encourage everyone to get in there and actually see the art, but of course that's not possible for everyone. So you can actually view the art on the Midsummer website, and there are voting buttons, so you can actually vote in the People's Choice Award that way. If you do happen to pop into the gallery, we have iPads there that you can vote on directly.
Fantastic. Now, Christine, you were actually one of the judges that involved...
I am.
Yeah, so... There's obviously, can you tell us about maybe a couple of the pieces of work that we can see from tomorrow?
Well, you know, I'm not wanting to give away anything, but let me tell you about a couple of things that were fantastic. So, you know, what I hadn't expected, and again, you know, it was a fantastic opportunity for me because I hadn't, I'm no art critic, so it was wonderful to actually sort of be involved. But, you know, we've got everything from sculpture, and, you know, there's some fantastic pieces there where people have sort of explored. And, again, some people may have actually seen, it was actually the one from the Wizard of Oz, The Cowardly Lion. It's actually quite a famous sculpture piece which depicts sort of a man stepping out of the skin and really sort of displaying sort of courage. And some people may have seen the original version, which is a permanent fixture outside Fitzroy Town Hall. So this is actually, you know, a smaller version that's actually on display in the gallery. We've got, you know, pieces of artwork that has explored, you know, both film and a number of short films have also been submitted. And, you know, a number of those short films not only sort of involve, you know, exploring identities, but people's experience, whether it actually be, it's quite a dramatic piece of footage in terms of the transformation from an everyday man's face to that incredible makeup and artistry associated with a drag queen. There's wonderful photography, you know, from a trans perspective and really sort of looking at gender from both a female and male perspective. And then we've also then got, you know, some emerging sort of pieces of art, which really sort of then looks at both photography that combines dance, movement and film. And all of that we've actually got on display at 69 Smith Street.
Look, it sounds like a fantastic exhibition. It's a fantastic initiative and from Australia Post for the Midsummer Festival, so thank you for that. It is amazing. And as you say, it all kicks off tomorrow night down at 69 Smith Street Gallery at, funnily enough, 69 Smith Street in Fitzroy. The opening night, is that opened as well to the public?
So, no, the actual gallery is open come Saturday. So we're doing the judging with some of the artists tomorrow evening. So it's a sort of special private showing for the artists and their family and friends so that we can sort of announce who that is tomorrow night. And then come Saturday, it's then open for the remainder of the festival.
Right through till February 6th. And the People's Choice Awards is open until the end of the exhibition on that day.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. So get along to 69 Smith Street Gallery at 69 Smith Street, Fitzroy, and have a look in person. That's the best way to assess some of this amazing art. But if you can't, get along to the Midsummer Festival website and vote there. Christine and Sharon, thank you very much for joining us today and telling us all about this amazing exhibition.
A pleasure, and thank you very much for having us on so we can actually share, you know, this really exciting venture with your listeners.
Cheers. It's been lovely having you on. Thank you very much once again.
Bye.
That was Christine Corbett, who's the Executive General Manager of Postal Services at Australia Post, and Sharon Carroll, who is the Diversity Officer at Australia Post, and all about the exhibition for the Australia Post Arts, Australia Post Arts Prize, which is part of Midsummer.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.